This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant. AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Okay, Chip, I feel like we're officially going to get some really good dating advice today.
Yes, we have an expert.
We do have an expert. It's still the month of love on the VE podcast, and we really did need to call in the expert on dating because obviously Chip and I are both single.
So struggling.
As you guys are emailing us these questions about dating, we're like, cool, so we don't know what we're talking about. So let's call in some reinforcements, and today we have Melissa Hobley here, and she is the Chief Marketing Officer for OkCupid. I feel like we need you, Melissa. We need everything about you today.
You listen, I don't think you guys need me, but I am so excited to have this conversation, and I'll spill it all. I'm like the anti-exec. I can't help it. I'll give all the secrets. I'll answer all the questions, whatever you want to know. I'm going to give you all the insider hacks, all of it.
Well, then you're the perfect fit for this podcast because we both of us have no filter either.
So. I love this podcast. I was so excited to chat with you guys. And I think that you talk about things that are so important and you don't sugarcoat it. So I can't wait. I need a glass of wine.
But yeah.
You know, it's always our goal. Like, you know, when Kelly and I set out to do this, like, we're not experts on any of this stuff, but we want it to feel like we're just friends talking, you know, and that we're in the room with you. And so I'm glad that it's resonating.
People really have that feeling. It really does feel like that. And you're not afraid to be vulnerable. And most people are, they're not going to like share all of, you know, how they're feeling or if it's even like a weird day or, and I just think it's great. So we just love what you do. We're huge fans of OkCupid. And
thank you.
Yeah. Y'all are great.
Well, we appreciate that. We were talking a little bit before and Chip said, you know, it's funny because I actually sort of forgot about OkCupid. Chip, what were you saying to Melissa?
So when I lived in Los Angeles, I was on it and I actually really liked it, but it was like pre-app, well, like the apps being really big. So it was a web-based thing. So then when some of the app-based stuff started to come, like, and for in my world, because I'm gay, like it was the Grindrs and the Scruffs of the world. So because they were catering to a gay audience, I migrated over to those. And then the web-based stuff, as they were developing their apps, caught up with the times, and they were welcoming gay people too. Not that they weren't before, but they just weren't app-based and location-based in that same way. So I'm going to have to download it after this conversation.
I love hearing that. No, yeah. And OkCupid, listen, we're OG. And
so OG.
We're OG. And OkCupid was started by Harvard grads who were like, I'm using technology, this is before apps, to like find a car or a house or like email. Why can't this help me find somebody? And dating is hard. It's fucking hard. And let's do that. And we've had a real comeback over the last few years. And part of that, Chip, to your point, is we devoted 2 years to really understand the LGBTQ experience. I would hear from my queer and lesbian female friends, like you've been all we had Like the gay guys have had, they've got, you know, there's other apps for them, but you've been all that we've had, but we really wanted to understand. And partly because other dating apps were ignoring if you're non-binary, if you're trans, if you're pansexual, if you're bisexual, if you're sapiosexual, I'm going to throw out words y'all have never heard. And we wanted, we cared so much about supporting daters that other people ignored. We hired, also the only dating app born and raised in New York City. And you can, I think you can feel that in the experience that we will overinvest in the engineering and the architecture. It's really complicated shit to say, okay, you're bi, but you don't want to be seen by straight people, da, 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 or, you know. So anyway, we're really proud of what we've done over the last 4 years too. Something else happened that helped us have this like comeback. And that is that people wanted to know how you felt about certain issues in the world. Are you an LGBTQ ally? And do you support the right to love? And we have been one of the ACLU's longest partner in the dating app space. We have been the longest partner and the oldest partner and the biggest partner. And so we created a big filter. If you don't give a shit about LGBTQ rights, get the fuck out. I don't want to see you as one of my matches. And climate change, gun control, immigration, reproductive rights.
Wow.
You name it, a voter. And it doesn't mean that you have to answer those questions. It doesn't mean that you have to find somebody that feels exactly the way you feel about all these issues. But it does mean that when you slow people down and when you say, you really care about mental health advocacy, or you really care about social or racial equity in this country, my God, that is hot.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
Yes.
And no other app is asking you how you feel about that stuff, if you feel about it, and then using that to power the algorithm. Because what doesn't matter is somebody's neighborhood. And when I open an app, right? I'm on 27 apps around the world right now. When I open one up and I see your neighborhood and your height, okay, your height is going to be attractive, but that tells me fuck all about what you're going to be like when I have a hard day.
Right? Well, I love that you help lead with that, because when one of the things that I find really complicated is how you fill out your profile to sort of indicate all the things that you care about without sounding like an asshole or even remembering to mention that you care about climate change. You know what I mean? So like putting some of that stuff first, that you're answering those questions, like, it allows you just to put your personality into the profile.
It totally does. And you actually, the data shows that people will respond to your profile differently when you don't just say, here's what you should not do. Just an easygoing, laid back girl looking for a great guy. What do I even say to that? What do I, and everybody does that, by the way. Like, I get it. Yes. Oh my God.
People don't know what to say about each other.
They don't know what to say about themselves. And so, you know, so your question is a really good one. You know, like, how do I fill that section out? One thing I say is like, get your girlfriend or any friend that knows you and get a margarita and have them fill it out.
Well, you know, it's funny. Kelly and I were talking one day. I was like, I think I have a $1 million idea. Like, it's a dating app where your friends fill out your profile and like, or your friend is the one who's actively using, like, but then I saw they exist. They just, you know, they haven't spread their wings yet, you know?
Yeah. And we have a friend who's really good at putting words together and kind of pitching you she used to be in PR. Maybe that's why. she does it for all of our friends, because we realized that when our friends are sitting down to make these profiles, the way they would describe themselves is actually just not true. Like, period, just not true.
Yes.
We had one friend start listing off this stuff, and I was like, you're not even like that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, she's so much more fun than she made herself sound. Yeah.
Right? We're not good at it. It's kind of like, you know, when you have to, like, update your resume, or you've been writing that little bio section of your Instagram or your Twitter for the first time. It's tough. It's hard. Yeah, get that friend that knows you. Another thing that really works is list. So it says, like, describe yourself, say a little about yourself. You could do for work, podcast, you know, slut makeup art, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, list out your things, pottery hustle on Etsy on the side, you know, shows I binged in COVID, albums that changed my life, places I can't wait to go to when travel's normal, whatever. Listing things is really good for two reasons. One, you don't have to think and be like, oh God, I don't sound funny enough. Don't worry about being funny. Just get some stuff out there. But here's the secret for both straight and LGBTQ daters, you're kind of trying to think of it this way. You're trying to give people something to like make it easy to reach out to you about.
Right.
And so when someone says, just look, you know, a laid back girl looking for like a nice down to earth person, well, everyone wants that. I can't respond to that. But if you say albums that changed my life, Janet Jackson, blah, 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 and whatever, then you're really upping the chances that someone's going to say, okay, yes, Janet, but not that album. It was obviously this was her best ever.
Right.
Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. I love that. That's actually what our friend does, is she kind of does bullet points, you know? So it's like, it's to the point. Here's some top things about me. You're not the whole, like, I'm the cool girl, whatever you keep saying, the laid back, like the blah, 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 blah. That is so boring and also probably not true. Like we're saying.
Yeah. Yes. Anyone who calls himself laid back is probably,
you're probably not.
Tight.
Right. Yeah. You're not laid back.
You're playing the role. And it's like the whole point of all of this is to actually find someone who's compatible with you, which is what I love about what you first said when you're actually talking about real issues. And I think so much in our climate right now, those are the things that really matter. I don't think we've ever seen a climate like this where politics or any sort of issue that is really important to you actually matters with probably who you're picking or dating, even who you're friends with. So I'm sure that's a huge piece of this.
It's a huge piece of this. It's made OkCupid a like hot dating app again.
Yeah.
And it's a really great ingredient for like a relationship, if that's what you're looking for.
Right.
You know, imagine if you went out with somebody and you really cared about the environment, and they did not believe climate change was real. Can you imagine the waste of time? You would be like, I got pretty for this, or I got a babysitter,
right,
or whatever. Or imagine if you're like, well, I don't really, maybe it's okay. Imagine, you know, that little box you tick on like Grubhub or Uber Eats that says, mm-hmm, don't include the plastic silverware. Imagine if you care about the environment and you're dating someone who never ticks that box and never, imagine those little tiny fights all day. Like,
right,
you're going to explode on each other. So it really does work. It's why we're really good at this. It's why I get wedding invitations every week saying, we just wanted to say thank you. Like, I never thought I'd meet someone.
God, I had
a rough time. My friend made me do this and he proposed last week, and you know, so it does work.
That just reminded me of The Bachelor. You know, they're like, oh, my friend signed me up for this. And you're like, sure they did.
Yeah. Dragged you to the audition.
Sure they did. Okay, so once you have your profile set up, one of the insider tips that you told us you would give us is, how do we make these algorithms actually work for us?
Yes. Okay. So here's one tip.
Let me get my pen.
Yeah. Take some notes. I'm going to have to reference these in like 6 months.
I'm going to give Chip a PowerPoint. Okay. So here is one of the first things you want to do is actually swipe and like, because we are trying to learn what you like. You know, when like you turn on Netflix, like, ooh, I just watched the crime documentary, mm-hmm, and they're showing me more crime documentaries, I'm in, right? That's what dating apps are like, especially OkCupid, because our algorithm really wants to like show you the right people. So swiping and sending messages or likes, letting us know who you like, that helps us do a better job.
Okay. So that will actually help filter in more people that you like. Okay.
It will. On OkCupid, especially. Some of the other apps do that a little bit less or a lot less. But on OkCupid, especially, that will do that. Another thing is, the more, if you go 2 weeks, the longer you take inactive, some of those apps will just stop showing you to people. Which is actually really good, because what you don't want, we call them zombies on OkCupid, where you didn't delete the app, but you're not active at all. I don't want to show somebody that's really motivated and trying to meet people. Yeah. I don't want to show them those profiles. Cause like, well, he hasn't actually been here in a few weeks. So, you know, don't get too excited. So the other thing is, if you're, you know, if you're really in the mindset, and it's also okay if you're not, know when you're ready. No, like Kelly, I think you've got really good self-awareness about this.
Yeah, you know, like, I know I'm not ready.
You know you're not ready. You know you're not in that headspace. So don't force it. But when you are, don't let it, 2 weeks is kind of the window where a lot of apps will stop showing you to people. Another thing is,
that's so interesting.
Here's one that nobody does. 70% of daters on OkCupid set it and forget it, meaning they set their profile and then they don't touch it.
Okay.
And imagine if you were like looking for a job and you would not do that with your resume. You would not do that with your LinkedIn. If you're in social media, you wouldn't just let it, and you're trying to get a new social media job or whatever, you can just not update it. So we do a lot of things, and I blame like the Disney, you know, we want to be whisked away. We think that, you know, Matthew McConaughey is going to push us out of the cab and that'll be it. And that is not how people are meeting. 50% of marriages in the US are from a dating app. 80% of LGBTQ relationships are from a dating app. And listen, I'm the only dating app person that will say, I get it. You hate dating apps. Like me too. I get it. I totally get it. But when you update your profile, here's what happens. The algorithm thinks you're new. So it lights up. And when you're new, it's kind of like when you're a new cell phone person, that's when you're treated the best. So it lights up. It shows you to more people. You see more people. Also your, you know, what I say to people, it's like, oh my God, I can't add a picture to my profile every week. It was hard enough to find four. By the way, if you have at least four photos, you are 60% more likely to get a message on the on OkCupid.
Okay. So I love that pictures. Chip is actually taking notes.
I'm literally taking notes.
I love it.
Okay. So four pictures or more.
At least four pictures or more. And then you're going to every week to 2 weeks. I think it's great if you do it every week, but at least every 2 weeks, you're going to add something to your profile. And it could be, go back to those bullet points or lists, like, shows you love right now, concerts that, you know, your top 10 concerts of your life.
Okay.
Like think of like fun stuff that like people ask you about.
Things that actually change, you know?
Yeah. New updates.
I'm constantly watching these shows.
One of the things I've noticed with a lot of my friends is the picture picking and how difficult that is, which you sort of just referenced.
I wanted to ask about that too.
So is there a certain type of picture? Like for instance, I have a lot of professional pictures that I have, but I would never put those on a dating app, right? Because it looks like I'm trying to be like, look at this like model picture or whatever. Do you have certain like bullet points that we should look at when picking a picture? Is it something that we're doing? Like, tell us more about that piece of
totally.
It.
And you're right. This is actually the hardest part is the picture taking. Yeah. And also ladies, every lady say, I'm going to wait till I'm more this, I'm skinnier. I'm just like, cut all that bullshit out and just get it up.
Chip, did you write that one down?
Yeah.
Chip, you are so cute. What a catch Chip is, by the way.
Such a catch.
And look, I love the glasses. He's got these like tourist glasses. I'm feeling it. Okay. So, so the most important picture is your profile picture. And here's what you have to do for the profile picture. It needs to be like high school yearbook. Okay. So chest and up.
Okay.
I need to be able to see your face. And the photos that get the most likes are you're smiling. Like I'm seeing the pearly whites. No sunglasses in that first photo.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, when I look at that picture, do I lean in a little bit? So you're smiling, you're looking at the camera. There's some data that shows that if you're wearing a bright color, that helps.
Okay.
I think we see that a little bit on OkCupid, but not enough. We're like, I'm wearing a white shirt in this one. I feel good. All right, put it up. So first photo, you're smiling. It's like neck and above. I can see your face. The other three photos, at least one of those should be you doing something. So if you love to cook, put a photo in of you cooking. Like if you think about, when I look at those four photos, what can I tell about you? And I don't want it to be that you can take a bathroom selfie. And I don't want it to be that you were at a Vegas pool party. Okay. Right. Like I ran one marathon. I did it for a nonprofit. And I have on my profile, one and done. Don't get any, I am not a runner, but I ran a marathon and I'm really fucking proud of it. And so I'm gonna put it on my, and people write to me about that. They're like, oh my God, that's really funny. No, I did one too. It was awful. So one needs to be something you do. It could be, Kelly, you're doing makeup. Chip, you're interviewing someone. You're like backstage at a concert. Like, you know, I saw your Instagram. You got some cool action shots. You guys have good like behind the scenes music industry.
Wait, but I have a question about that because like I actually was thinking I wouldn't want anything related to my job because that's like falling into the category of I'm a human doing, not a human being, you know? Like, is that accurate? Or like that's my instinct is to be like, I don't want to lead with my job or what I do.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair point. But I also think if it's a part of your life,
it is a part of my
that
life,
you're proud of, and girl, you should be proud of that. Okay for it to be a part of that story, right? Because it's not your lead picture and it's not all your pictures. It's just one, you know?
Okay.
You have a career to be proud of that you love. If you hated your job and you hated your life, I'd say, yeah, don't put it in there.
Okay.
But I think make it part of it. Or, you know, it's a, you should have a podcast like photo in there, both of you, but you know, do the headphones and the mic.
So right. More like an action shot.
Right.
Okay.
And then
candid.
Do one or two photos with friends is good.
Okay.
Some people do like five, you know, like I can't figure out.
Like, who are you?
That gets really confusing.
Yeah.
It does.
Especially when it's the profile photo. Like,
yeah, definitely not.
You're like, there's four people in this.
No, you cannot do it as a profile photo. But it's nice because I heard someone say once, yeah, I want to know that you're like not a serial killer. Like, you have friends. Like, you're a normal dude.
Right. So, that makes sense.
That makes sense. But like, you know, we often have our friend photos at a thing. So if you love to ski, like, pull one of those photos in, because that's something, again, that's something I can, maybe I love to ski too. Think about things that, what people, here's another insider thing. What people don't think about is it's really hard to send that first message. And some of the nicest guys, straight and gay and everything in between, are not the ones that are like, hey, no, just what to say, but they're a little shy and awkward. And so you want to make it easier by putting something out there that you can talk about. Did you go to Machu Picchu and it was amazing? All right, put that. You love to travel. You should have something related to travel in that to make it something that people can ask you about.
If you know anything about me, you know I am a massive creature of comfort. It is one of my top priorities in life to make my surroundings comfortable at all times. So when I found Cozy Earth, I quickly scooped up all of the luxurious bedding and loungewear that I could. It felt very on brand for me, but then I went on a trip with a girlfriend not too long ago where she could not stop commenting on how cute and comfy my pajamas were, which then made me realize they may also be my new favorite travel companion as well. Guys, I am not kidding when I say you will experience unmatched softness and smoothness with all of Cozy Earth's products. The temperature regulating bamboo joggers and pullover crew add comfort and a touch of style to any travel ensemble, and their bedding comes in the most adorable totes, making it a super easy gift to give anyone. Discover your next destination for ultimate comfort at Cozy Earth. Visit CozyEarth.com and use our code VELVETSEDGE at the checkout for an exclusive 35% off, and let them know we sent you when you're at the checkout.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW. The ultimate electric driving machine.
Do you all have data? Because, you know, the pit that I fall into is that I'm like watching television and it's just this. You know, it's all
He's
about
doing the swiping first, motion for swiping. Those listening.
So, oh yeah, sorry.
You know, this is a audio. Podcast. Did you know that?
Yeah, so I'm swiping and it's literally like and most people's photos are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, how do you, your photo's from the 80s. Like, what?
Yes.
But it's, I catch myself not even reading anything about anybody.
Yeah.
So do you all have that? Like, is that what most people are doing?
Okay. A lot of people.
Photo is really important.
Exactly. That's why that first photo is important, But also we all need to slow down. We all need to slow down. What I say to people is give that profile the time and energy and respect that you want.
Have you ever toyed with the idea of not even having a photo?
We have.
Until there's interaction?
We have. We've toyed with that idea. We've toyed with the idea of what if we force slowed people down? Like, mm-hmm. what if we created some kind of mechanism?
Where, right,
like,
right.
You can't go over this mile per hour speed limit. Like, you're going way too fast. We're going to shut you down. We toyed with taking away everybody's photos for like 1 hour.
That Love is Blind show.
Love is Blind. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I wish I was reading more of the profiles.
Yeah. Mm. So here's a fun tip to do. Here's what I will tell people: get with your friend and you don't look at the profiles, but you tell them to read the profile to you.
Oh, I like that.
That's fun.
So like I would read to Chip about certain guys.
You're just going to take Chip's phone and you're going to say, like a profile I saw this morning on OkCupid, left my fancy corporate job to work full time in a nonprofit to get wrongfully convicted death row inmates off of death row and exonerated. How hot is
swipe
that?
Right. Yeah.
Swipe right. Super like whatever the thing is.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
And so, and listen, women are actually worse. Women are more judgmental. The data shows women are more judgmental in appearance than men are. You believe that? Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I believe it because I've seen my friends do it. We have one friend. Well, one of our friends always says, hello, are you reading the profile? And a lot of our friends aren't. They're just swiping on the picture. And
she's the one that met a guy online. And
the one who reads the profile.
The one who reads the profile.
Yes. But the other friends end up going on these dates based off of the car he drives or how tall he is or things like that. And it's like, there's no compatibility really, or he's a jerk most of the time. You just want them to read the profile, actually get to know the people.
Read and listen, if for no other reason, don't waste your time. Right? Those profiles tell you they tell you so much. Women are like, oh my God, everyone ghosts me. Da, da, da. And I'll be like, let me look at who you have gone out with.
Right.
And it's like shirtless selfie at Vegas, like a fancy red car. And there's four words in his profile. Do you think this guy is here for a relationship? Honestly.
No.
Exactly. The clues, what's that saying from Oprah? When they show you who they are, believe them. They are showing you a lot of who they are, right? Yeah. And also when someone has taken here's another thing that people don't do. When someone has taken the time to fill out a profile, you already know how much they're putting in. They're much more likely to be serious about meeting up. And on OkCupid, we take it a step further. So you have to answer 15 of our questions. We're kind of famous for these questions. You have to answer 15 to get to Pasco. Most people answer 50. We then show you a match percentage. So you know exactly why, you know, Chad and Mark are in 92%. You click on that and then it shows you what you agree on. Yeah. And then you can also see though, oh my God, Mark has answered 400 questions. He is in.
He is looking.
Invested. Yeah.
Invested.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I am downloading this so fast when we hang
out. Do it right now. Let's make you a profile.
The other ones because, you know, a lot of the other ones don't give you even enough space to say anything about you.
They don't. And I think that some apps are not in the business of getting you together.
Right.
And I think they, you know, it's funny to, you know, we're in a business where we want to get you off, pun intended. and so if we're doing our job, you're getting off. And you're
right.
So,
yeah, I guess it's not very good for your business model if people are like truly meeting and shutting down the app.
Yeah, but then the success stories seem like it would make it worth it.
100%. Yeah,
there's always going to be people looking to date.
100%.
Period. There just is.
Yeah.
So, okay, you've listed a couple of these, but can you give us maybe the top do's and don'ts of being on a dating app?
Yes. Okay. So
Chip, get your pen.
The top is top do's and don'ts. The top do's are put that time in, you know, again, it's like we put time in to every part of our lives. And when you really want to meet someone, they're not going to break into the house. So So
right.
Do get on an app. It doesn't have to be OkCupid. Find out, like, pick the one that's right for you. Do get on an app. Do put the time in. If you're telling yourself, I want to meet him in real life, well, is that working for you? Like, is that really working for you? You know,
I think that's such a good point, though, because these days, like, I've never done a dating app, but I have said to multiple friends this time, like, I know I'm going to have to do that this go around because it's just the way things are. And if I don't do something like that, I'm just going to be in my office working all day. And like, I work alone unless Chip comes over. So like, when am I going to meet people? You know,
yeah, and it's not mutually exclusive. Like, you can be on a dating app and still go out to bars, you know,
but you're like, putting that energy out into the universe somebody. Of like, yeah. I'm ready to date, right. I'm ready to meet somebody. And you put the action steps in. And I do think that's when I've seen people get rewarded.
Or you see somebody that you've seen online at the bar and you're like, my God, there they are.
Okay. And that actually happens a lot. That happens so much. Right. And the way I think about dating apps is like, you know, when you go to a bar and you're like, I wish that when I walked into this bar, I knew exactly who was single in here. Like, the dating apps are doing that for you.
Yeah. There you go.
As long as people are being honest.
We think, right? We hope.
As long as they're being honest.
Yeah.
It's become harder and harder for people because there's no stigma. Now it's like, you know, kind of, Kelly, you were kind of just alluding to this. Now the stigma is more like if you're single and you're like, I'm not doing it. Your friend's like, what do you mean? Just try it, you know?
Right.
And most of them are free. So, you know, I don't think you have a lot. I don't think you have a lot to lose.
Why not?
Why not?
What are some more do's and don'ts?
Okay, let me give you some more don'ts. Don't mindless swipe. Chad, you brought this up. You already know, big don't mindless swipe. Do make yourself send some messages. Make yourself do this. I do this with my girlfriends and my guy friends and my non-binary friends and all the friends. Make yourself send a couple messages every week. Make yourself and if you are not sending, you're like, I didn't see anything one I liked, then I need you to slow it down. Do the exercise with your friend. We're like, I'm not going to see I don't want to see their pictures. I want you to read me the profile and I'm going to say yay or nay.
Okay.
Okay. That's another big one.
Yeah. I like that. We're going to do that on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I got you, boo. Okay. I love playing on other people's dating apps.
Oh, it's fun.
It's so fun.
Well, and that's actually another big do is let your friends help you, like make it fun.
Yeah.
You know, I know dating is hard. I know that it's really hard, but it is worth it. You know, the incredible stories of love are out there. And here's another reason why you have to do this. We work with a really incredible social anthropologist. And I wanted to know what happens after a big, like, world-changing event. And after the pandemic in the 1900s, after both world wars, people really do get very motivated. So it is quite literally the best time to get on an app because everybody is saying, I want to meet someone. I want to put myself out there. I'm going to stop worrying about these other things. I'm not going to make any more excuses. And by the way, this is different from Kelly, what we were talking about, which is when you know when you're, when you should put yourself out there, when you shouldn't. So this does not mean, and by the way, also it's amazing to also not feel like you have to be with someone, right? That's really, really lonely, you know? So this is not about you have to be with someone and you're not happy. Fuck that. Absolutely not. I was so happy single. I'm happy married, you know.
It's just when you're ready, here's the option.
When you're ready.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everyone's on a different timeline.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And then, you know, my last do is there's a really interesting study out of the UK that showed an unprecedented spike in interracial marriages. And that coincided with when Tinder exploded. So when Tinder came on the scene, it grew dating apps around the world and it made the stigma totally go away because what happens in a lot of countries, and OkCupid's global, we have single people around the world, is you get on Tinder when you go to college. You have to be 18 to get on a dating app. And so you really don't have a stigma because you're like, oh, I've been doing this like since I was a kid, basically. And so the important thing, what was so amazing about that study though, is dating apps have exposed us two things that maybe we didn't grow up with. It's not something, some of the ingredients of attraction are similarity and familiarity. Mm. And many countries in the world are segregated. With dating apps, you're way more likely to, to date someone that may not have, I grew up in Muncie, Indiana, that I am married to a Chinese Australian. I couldn't right, have you would have told been, that would happen.
Right.
Like, you know, and, but this is what's so, and I think that's so beautiful, is dating apps enable you to be exposed to different cultures, different backgrounds, different things. So my other big do is be open.
Yeah.
Be open. This may not be on paper what you thought you wanted or needed. He's not 6'2". Okay, let's relax a little bit.
Right. Right? Where did that rule come from anyway? It's right. arbitrary. Like, what's more important?
By the way,
loved or feeling loved by a tall person?
Seriously. And by the way, women, they all, it's always one of the first things people, single women, tell me is height. And you have just knocked out 98% of the population. So you have just killed your chances because of a height requirement. Are you serious? Like right now, like
I'm sending this to one of our friends immediately.
I'm seeing her later. Yeah, wow. That's funny because I also like, I'm 5'11". I've never thought of myself as tall, but I notice when I'm at concerts, I'm usually one of the taller people in the room. And I'm like, wow, guys are actually kind of short. Like, so all these women that are like, or men that want somebody who's 6 foot tall, like you truly are limiting yourself.
You are so limiting yourself. And women are like, average height on a woman is 5'5". Get out of here with that. It's right. really, and women are, you're leaving wonderful, amazing guys on the table. So that's another don't, is don't have this list that you, Kelly, you said earlier, that is not about compatibility. Their right. neighborhood, if they went to an Ivy League college, if they make a certain amount, that is, you know, what we have learned and noticed about happy long-term relationships, and you guys have had experts talk about this too, is are they kind? Mm. Are they empathetic? Are they going to be there for you when you get fired, when you lose a parent, when you lose a pet, when you feel low, when you're dealing with clinical depression? That is where the beauty of having that person in your corner is. That is where that's the power and the importance of relationships. Are they going to support your daughter when she starts to feel the pressure of society on girls? You should look like this and do this and do that. Are they going to say, fuck all of that? That is what you want to look for. And the way that, you know, that most people are engaging on apps is not setting them up for those things. So
that's so true, because it's like you can either have the kind, empathetic person or you could have the good on paper person. And it's like the good on paper person is fun at first, but it really never works out ultimately, because you really want, if you're looking for a real relationship, or that's been my experience.
That's 100% right. And listen, if you're looking for Saturday night, okay. Sure.
Like a fun date. Yeah.
A fun date. All right. But if you are looking for more than that, then you need to, you know, to change the way you maybe have been doing things. And, you know, I also tell people, like, let your friends take over for a minute, let them take over for a minute and see what happens. Yeah. Wait, tell me what the dating scene is like in like Nashville. How's that?
Chip, I have no idea.
I mean, it hasn't been great for me. And I don't know that that's necessarily a result of the scene itself. I think it's probably some of my own hesitations and my own insecurities that are playing into it. But the interaction that I have online is pretty slim too. And I think it's probably because I'm doing it wrong.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. and elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW Intelligent Personal Assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Yeah, but you know, by the way, Chip, there's a whole other, we should do a whole other conversation about what the straights could learn from the gays on dating.
Interesting.
They need to learn a little bit. They need to learn a little bit.
The gays are also a lot looser though.
They are.
Maybe it's just my gay friends.
Well, I think there's an adventurous, I mean, look, I don't know the psychology behind it, but I feel like the process of coming out and living in your truth, it sort of forces you to have to live with a little bit more risk and excitement. And because I think back to like all the time that I missed when like my straight friend, I mean, I was dating as a straight person in high school, but it wasn't my truth. So I had a lot of catching up to do. So it sort of forced that adventure because I had to learn things that I'd never learned. So I wonder if some of that plays into it.
Maybe
You said that so beautifully, that so many people in the LGBT community had a challenging, to say the least, experience. And even the act of coming out makes you get very comfortable with your truth and putting that out there. And it's funny. I just did an interview saying like, what can straight men learn from queer daters? And I was like, a lot.
Oh God, a lot.
Yeah.
And men need all the help, I feel.
They do. God bless them. they really do.
Well, you know, what's funny is I feel like a lot of straight men probably think that like the car, the money, the job, the neighborhood is what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it does to get a girl. Unfortunately, it's all of us playing into all the same stuff. And hopefully that's being rewired right now. I love that you guys are setting up the things you are, because I think that really helps us to take a deeper look into what do we want? What actually matters to us? Like, it sounds like a dating app. I haven't done it yet, but I'm assuming it's going to be a really big deep dive into myself, like asking myself what I like to do and really getting to know myself on a different level.
It is. It is. In the same way that like Enneagrams are having a real moment.
Yeah.
The OkCupid is, because we're asking you this stuff. And we worked with social psychologists and anthropologists and relationship experts to help develop our questions. But then, you know, when you slow down and you do think about that and you think about what really matters to me, you are going to behave a little bit differently. And also, because it takes a few minutes to set up your profile and not like 10 seconds, like on some apps, you can set up your profile in 10 seconds. And we think that's not like, you know, that's not our game. It does help you weed out people that, that are just there for that ego boost of like, oh, she swiped right on me, or like,
right.
Right on me. You know, that is a thing. It's a thing. So how are people meeting? Are people back to like meeting out and going out in Nashville? Is it getting a bit?
Oh yeah, it's wide open.
We're wide open. Yeah. I mean, it's been that way. It feels like for almost a year at this point.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay, and people just
the wild, wild west. Yeah.
They're like, what's happening?
Yeah. Literally, it's sort of like that. So I mean, people meet online. Do you have a certain like amount of time you should be messaging with somebody before, like if a dude drags it out and he's just messaging for a long time, when are you over it before he actually asks?
Oh, that's such a good question. Yes. Okay. So here's another rule. Do not go 2 weeks of messaging.
Okay.
Before, and then don't go longer than that before you meet up.
Okay. So if he's just dragging his feet, kind of like fucking around, he's probably gonna end up sending a dick pic, stuff
he
like that.
He might send a dick pic. And
so we don't want to do anything with that dude.
Don't do anything with that dude. You know, he's either not that interested. Maybe he's dating around. You don't know, and you don't need to know the story. But if it's been at least, if it's been 2 weeks of messaging and there's no date, cut and run. We were once pitched a reality show of like, oh, these people met in a dating app. They fell in love, but they've never met in real life. And I said, no way. If you have met someone on a dating app and not met in real life, and it's been a significant amount of time, there is never a good reason for that.
Right.
And there's never
so shady.
It's so shady. I'm on
unless you live in a different country.
Yeah. And COVID. Come on. You live in London. This is the US. That's a 6-hour flight. Come on. You can
But aren't you putting in things that it would make someone close to you usually?
Yes. Like, usually
you're not looking for someone in a different country.
Yeah. Usually most people are, you know, it's like 5-mile radius in New York. Okay. Like 2 miles is like very far. I'm like, I'm not taking trains to get to your neighborhood deep in Brooklyn. But in Nashville and like, you know, California, it's not as bad as that. But more and more people are using turning on different modes and different dating apps. We let you meet people in other parts of the world. Maybe you're traveling there. Maybe you just are up for a new adventure.
Travel mode seems to be effective. We have a really good friend who is now in a serious relationship from that.
That's amazing. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. It's happening more and more. And because of COVID has changed dating a little bit. Mm-hmm. The first thing that COVID did, and I love this, is it made the video date a first date, like a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Probably less prevalent in a place like Nashville where people have been kind of like, you know, back out there. But if you're a nurse and you have a crazy schedule, or you're a doctor, or you're a single mom, and getting like out on a date is more effort and cost and all those things, you should do a video date first, because your time and energy is too precious. And you know, in 2 minutes of that video date, if this is not a good fit, or if you want to meet them Saturday night. So that's it. That's a good fit. Long distance dating is more popular than it's ever been. That's COVID to me.
I've actually been thinking about Chicago because it's an easy flight. Mm-hmm. You know, like
yes. Oh my gosh, you should totally. I'm gonna hook you up on OkCupid.
All right.
This is gonna be so fun.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
I have another question. So since I've never done a dating app, you know, I obviously have a lot of nerves about that. And we've said it a million times, I'm not ready yet. But there will come a day where I'm like, okay, it's time to bite the bullet. Got to do it. And one thing I know about myself is that before this last relationship, I can be a little shy. Like when it comes to guys, especially, I'm a little timid, which people are a little surprised about, but I am. And I don't necessarily just throw myself out there. And so do you have any advice for someone who might be a little bit, let's just say, timid about a dating app, or shy as a human in general? Like, what would you say to those kind of people?
Yeah, I love that you asked that question, because the data shows that most people think they're in that bucket. And
really?
So, yeah. And I share that because when you tell yourself going in, actually, most people kind of feel this way. It already makes you feel a little bit more relaxed, that it's actually only 2-3% of daters that feel like, I got this, I'm super extroverted. I could talk to anybody, but like it's most people do not feel that way going in. So know that. And that When I would hear that as a single dater, I always felt a little bit better. The other thing I would do is slow yourself down, put stuff on your profile that's going to make it easier for somebody to reach out to you with something great, you know.
Okay.
Put your Enneagram on there too, like that.
My Enneagram's so emo. Everything.
Love it. I love it. Put that on there. And then here's your formula. So here's another tip for shy daters, especially. Here's your formula for the first message. Okay. It's not, hey, not say, hey,
I'm messaging first. Oh my God. I just got anxiety. Yes.
No, cause you are. Cause listen, are messaging first, Kelly. Kip, you're already going to do this. I'm going to call you like an intermediate advanced dater.
Okay.
I'm a virgin.
You are a dating app virgin. You're going to message first, because some of those wonderful guys out there are shy. They are going to think, this girl is gorgeous. She has got so much going on. I am intimidated to reach out to her. So your assignment is going to be to, when you're ready.
Okay.
It's going to be to send that first message. And here's the formula for the first message. It is not, hey, that will get ignored.
Okay.
It is a question about something on their profile.
Okay.
And if you're a little more advanced, you're going to debate something that they put on their profile to
like in a funny way. Are we making a joke here?
Not aggressive. You are like coming down, but in a clever way. So let's say,
so I'm not like your political views suck. Like, yeah, don't leave. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Good to know.
That is downfall of democracy. What you just put on. Yeah. But if they say, you know, maybe they have something about like, you know, you can catch me with a margarita on a Saturday night. You mm-hmm. might say, Hey, Scott, like, okay. So is the margarita at Tony's or is it at Mexicana Grill? Like you're gonna, cause that says to him, you read his profile, you saw something. And because you asked a question, you're giving him something to respond mm-hmm. to. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like that. I definitely know that, at least with conversation in general, that would be like on the podcast. I have really good experience with this because you can't just say these things to people without prompting them with something that you're saying that elicits a response, or you're asking them a question about themselves. And pretty much everyone can talk about themselves to some degree.
And research shows that when you get someone to talk about themselves, they're releasing those endorphins, they're feeling better, they're more likely to kind of lean in. Mm-hmm. So, and there's no magic thing you can do when you're especially feeling shy or you're new to it, or, you know, let's say you haven't put yourself out there in a while. I wish there was like an easier, gentler shortcut to that. But I just say, and don't wait till you're 100% because you'll never be there. You'll never be there.
Right.
Yeah. Be like 90, 92.
Okay.
Like, be like, okay, I'm still, but you know, and then I kind of had, when I was single in New York City, I enjoyed dating, but I had this mentality of, you know, at the very least, I'm going to learn, this person, this sounds really interesting. And I'm going to learn about, what it was like to grow up in Milan. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, have an attitude of, I do think that what you put out there, you know, you do attract some of that. It doesn't mean that this guy's an asshole, and so therefore you were putting out like asshole vibes. But, you know, I think when you go in with that attitude of like genuinely wanting to get to know someone, and maybe there's a spark there and maybe there isn't, you know, you're taking the pressure off a little bit.
Right. Know? It doesn't like have to be the love of your life. You're just curious about another human being.
Yeah. You're curious about another human being. You're going in to have a good glass of wine, a good margarita, and have a good conversation, and maybe it leads somewhere. And so that's the other thing for shy daters is take that pressure off you, you know, it's a drink. And that's another thing is like, make that first date, like a drink or a coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make it
not
short.
A dinner.
Yeah. Not so you're dinner. Not trapped. You know, I'm thinking back to her saying you take the first move, Kelly. Well, you know what? I think the reason why it's a good idea for you to do it is because the guys who are going to be willing to be the ones who take the first move are like the bucked up stallions that like think they
it's
have
the guys
you.
I always date where, that I don't 100%, need to date
anymore. Where it's like you opening the door to someone who might be shy. You're like, holy shit, I just met like this really nice dude
who might have
thought you were out of his league.
Okay.
You know, even if they're really hot.
Right.
That is exactly right. 100%. 100%. That's so true.
Because we all have such skewed views of ourselves and like how we look and what other people think of us. So I've always, what I've loved about online dating is, I mean, I will talk to anyone. I'll talk to a light pole. Like I can, I'm the same thing when you said like, I don't know, go to dinner or a drink or whatever. Like you might learn what it's like growing up in Milan, like, or you might make a good friend.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've always struggled with is I don't have a ton of gay friends. So it's like on my profile, on all the profiles that I have on the various sites, I say I'm also open to friendship, but like no one ever like, no one's ever like, hey, I'm looking for friends too. So it's like, I have to be wary about how far I take things if it's not someone who I'm interested in physically or romantically, because I don't want to lead anybody on either. And it's just like, so I feel like a little disingenuous having that in there saying I'm looking for friends when someone's like, well, I thought you were just looking for friends. I'm like, well, you never even indicated that's what you wanted, you know? And I say in my profile, like, if that's what you're looking for, please lead with that, because that needs to be clear.
It needs to be clear. That's really good. I think that's great that you have that in there and that you say like, please lead with it. And by the way, that's another thing that's been happening, and COVID accelerated that, is people being really upfront and direct in their profile summary. They'll say, hey, I'm looking for the real deal. Please don't reach out if you're not. Or
I want kids, and that's a non-starter. Yeah.
It's a non-starter. That's Yeah, exactly. We have a lot of people that are, you know, putting out there up front that, that they're sober, which I think is wonderful. Like, I'm sober. It's not an issue for me.
Yeah.
But
I've thought about that because I've recently, like, I don't know if I'll be sober forever, but I'm not drinking right now. And I'm kind of more sober curious. And I've told Chip, I'm like, oh my God, I've never dated without alcohol being involved. And it's such a thing. It's just like, let's go grab a drink, like you said. And so it does start to put this extra pressure even on it too. Cause you're like, is that a deal breaker for people? Cause I don't care if other people drink. It's just something that's for me better. My friends drink a lot.
Yeah. She's around drunk all the time.
So I'm fine around it, yeah.
I love it.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
I think that is beautiful, and I think you should put that in there.
Yeah, it's just a part of, I guess, because I wouldn't want to show up for a drink, and then I'm like, I'll take a club soda, and they're like, wait, what? I mean, that feels like right? Or it just feels like it makes other people uncomfortable. Like I've talked about a lot. And so I could imagine if you're on a date, it would feel a little misleading if you didn't, I don't know, just put it out there.
Especially if like the date is let's grab drinks.
Right.
And you're like, I'll have water.
Well, I mean, and I would be like, okay, cool. Because yeah, I will drink water.
Totally. Yeah.
But so that's a drink. But yeah, I can. It just makes other people more uncomfortable really than it makes me.
Yeah. And more and more and more daters are putting, I'm sober curious, or I'm sober right now, or, hey, I'll meet up for a drink, but you'll catch me with like the most clever mocktail at the bar.
Okay.
You know,
that's
like
a good way to say it.
Like
Yeah.
Because I think, again, it's reflective of who you are. And put it
so
in
did
there.
That, was the pandemic a big push for people really just owning who they are a little bit more? Like just cutting the bullshit. Here it is. this is what I like. This is about me. This is what I'm looking for. I mean, did you guys see a rise in that after the pandemic?
Unbelievable. It was so interesting. And it happened in every way. It happened with people saying what they wanted in their profile. It happened with sexuality and orientation. So we had an 84% increase in daters identifying as pansexual. And if pansexual is bisexual, I'm attracted to men and women, it doesn't allow for what if someone's non-binary. And so so many people say, oh, well, it actually is about the human. It's not about the gender. And pansexual is a better word to describe who I am. So we had, and like, we've been around almost 20 years. We've never seen anything like that in the history of like, OkCupid. You have people say, I really do want kids. This is a deal breaker. And I've never turned that on, but I have nothing to lose. You know, some people, right? Some of us feel like we lost like 2 years in the pandemic because it was hard to date or, you know, whatever's going on. Maybe more so in cities like New York, LA, and Chicago, where OkCupid is also popular. So, but yeah, it did make people really think about what they wanted. And that's why it's a good time to date too. Cause they're very motivated. They really, you know, people say to me, I'm skin hungry.
Like, I bet just touch.
I want to be touched. I want to get it on. I want a spoon on a Sunday morning.
Yeah. You know?
Right.
And so it's really, there are a lot of people, this is the other thing that should be helpful for shy folks or like virgin dating app folks, is there's a lot of first timers out there. There's a lot of that.
That does help to hear. You're right.
My God. And like, you know, I saw a profile on OkCupid this morning of a guy in Chicago. He was straight and he's like, hey guys, like long time listener, first time caller. And I was like, that's cute. That's funny.
That is cute.
Like, and then he's like, I'm giving this a go. It's the first time I'm like trying a dating app. Like and then he's like, I work as a lawyer, but I am really passionate about, you know, I don't know what he's passionate about, but it was really, you know, so even saying stuff like that on your profile has become really, really common. And again, I think just a nice, you know, I immediately felt like reading that profile, like, okay, like, he's a little like a lot, like most people, he's a little uncomfortable, a little vulnerable, wants to put himself out there, but like, you know, he's not, you know, he's not gonna like be the most romantic, confident, like smooth guy. And that's okay. Cause now it feels like I'm dealing with someone pretty genuine.
What do you say?
I mean, it's so funny. I was thinking about like what I could have as an open line. And it's like elephant in the room. I'm single, you know, because everyone on there is in the same situation. Right.
Oh my God. I love that.
So cute.
I love that.
TM it. Write it down now, Chip.
I love it.
The listeners are going to steal it from you. What would you say? Because, you know, we have actually some serious success stories in our friend group. We have a friend getting married from meeting someone on a dating app during the pandemic, another friend in a very serious relationship. And then we have another friend who's a dude that just says they're bullshit and he hates them. And I do feel like their dating mentalities were a little different. Chip, would you agree?
I mean, like, I've seen the people that he's swiping right on and it's like
they're
the
hot bitches
to everything that she has said.
Okay. So do you think like an overall, like for the people that are just like, oh, dating apps suck. Is it maybe some of the stuff we've talked about, the main thing, or like what your biggest success stories, is there just one quick recipe that you can give us?
You know, what I'll say is this, people have hated dating since the dawn of time.
So true.
And I think people forget that. And yes, I work at a dating app, but no one in the history of like creation has liked dating or courtship.
Mm-hmm.
And, there is a lot that is really fucked up about the way that we engage and behavior is bad for sure. But, there are so many success stories and so many beautiful connections of love. And it also wouldn't be a big business if it didn't work.
Right.
Like it wouldn't, it would not.
That's right. Exactly.
Right. Would not have all these friends. We all know, like when someone says like, I hate dating apps, I'm like, how many people do you know that have met their significant on their dating app? I'm like, oh, no. Okay. Actually. Yeah. Fair enough.
Totally.
And then I also say things, you know, I grew up in Indiana. If you were gay in Indiana, like a dating app was like your only
thing. Oh my God, I've been a calling card. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? If you're a single mom, you are not going to bars every night, right? So I also think it's important to remember that there are communities and cohorts of people that this is a safe way to find and meet somebody. And maybe the only way, right? And part of the reason why dating apps need to exist is a really fucking awesome reason. And that is that women do not have to get married the minute they get out of high school. And that is because women are having jobs and having careers and all those things, right? And that is because we have finally had an LGBTQ moment in this country where you can marry who you want to marry and you can be who you want to be with. And you can be in an open relationship. You can do whatever you can do whatever you want to do. And we still have some progress to make in those ways, but dating apps will facilitate those connections. And so, you know, I think in some, there are shitty people out there for sure. And if we could figure out how to kick them all off the app, sure, like we would definitely do that. But
could you have reviews?
You know, like, it's interesting. We've thought about one or two apps have tried that with very mixed results. In some cases, what was happening is when guys were rejected, they were writing bad reviews.
Like, she's a whore. Yeah.
Right. I actually think it's a good practice in your own discernment and learning to trust yourself.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Thank you. This is what I'm telling myself, at least, for when I go in there and I'm like, oh, that guy's such a douche.
Well, and you know, you also can't be hard on yourself too, because some people are good at being chameleons, right? I think that what we can do a better job of is like reading those signs. The guy's not going to say, I'm a little flaky, I'm dating around, I'm not that sure. Da, da, da. But does he take 4 days to respond to your text?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, maybe. You know. We know. Jigs up on these.
The one thing people can't hide that I always love to talk about is their spelling. Like, if you don't know the difference between your, I'm like, chips swipe out. Left. Like, I'm out. I give people the benefit of the doubt, but if it's a repeated thing in their profile, I'm like, no, I can't. So you don't know if you meet somebody that's hot at a bar, you know?
That's true. And you don't know if they're a good speller or not.
Significant thing, but like that to me is like, that drives me crazy.
Yes.
It would drive me crazy.
Do you know that? And that, I think that's awesome. You're an intelligent, interesting guy. You need somebody that knows the difference between your and your.
I agree. Yeah.
Yes. And
don't you dare come near Chip with a green text.
No, Android.
You know I'm right.
Oh, that's awesome.
I could make an exception if they're an exceptional person, but it would definitely like be like, oh my God, I'm gonna cancel this date. When you move to text. Oh God.
Oh my God. Well, I think we know what we're doing this weekend, Chip.
Yes.
On your OkCupid profile.
God, I can't wait.
And Melissa, I'm ready. I am reaching directly out to you to help.
Please do. Listen, you two are so lovely and I had so much fun talking about this. And Chip, I want to see that profile.
Okay, I want you to help me make it perfect.
Yes.
Like, I want to be a success story.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to send it your way.
And Callie, whenever you're ready, I'll be right by your side.
We so appreciate that. I know our listeners appreciate all the tips you gave them today. Obviously, OkCupid is the app to download, you guys. But Melissa, will you tell other people where they can find you? If, you know, I know you do a lot of things like the Today Show. You're always giving dating advice. So where can we keep up with you?
Yeah. Oh, follow me on Twitter or Instagram. It's Melissa Hobley, H-O-B-L-E-Y.
H-O-B-L-E-Y. And I'll put all of this in the description, you guys. I hope that we're helping the people find some dating. If we have any success stories from the Velvet
Edge,
we want
to know that too. I was just podcast, about to say the same thing.
Yes. Yeah. Send it our way.
Oh my God. We want to hear about this. If there's some success stories out there, we will cover your honeymoon or your third date.
Oh,
heard it here first, people.
If that is not motivation for me.
Exactly.
Here we go.
Chip, it is ASAP. On. It is on.
Game
it is
one. On. Melissa, thank you so much. This was truly helpful, I think, for both of us. And really, I hope for the listeners, you guys got some really good tips about your profiles, things to do. Dating apps are clearly the way to go these days. So keep up the good work with that. And Melissa, thank you. We really appreciate you being here.
Thank you guys so much. This was thank the most you. Fun conversation. You two are lovely. And let's find someone half as awesome as Chip. And then whenever you're ready, half as okay. awesome.
I'm going for 3/4. 3/4.
Okay, 3/4. Whatever. I'll take half.
All right. Thank you guys all so right. much.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.